John Smart of Park Falls had a goal in mind when he talked to middle school students in Elko, a small community north of Antigo.
And what I like to do is to tell the kids not only about the Peace Corps, which I believe very strongly in, but also to try to get them to be curious about the rest of the world we live in.
Smart says the children were curious about the 3 years he spent with the Corps in the Central Asian Republic of Uzbekistan, a country with an abysmal human rights reputation.
They do torture people, and people are arrested for criticizing the government.
Is it true that people are actually boiled? That's what I've read.
That's a documented case, yeah.
Smart thinks the one-on-one contacts with Peace Corps volunteers may eventually lead the Uzbekistan people to move toward democracy. And he says the educational process went both ways. He learned a lot from one local Islamic leader.
When we use throw around terms like Islamo-fascist and things like that, we're doing a terrible disservice. This man said to me one time, he said, imagine if my knowledge of Christianity came from the news that I used to get from Northern Ireland.
And Smart says the old Peace Corps slogan is still true.
It's the toughest job you'll ever love. And I have to say, I have never in my life worked so hard or felt so rewarded for doing so.
190,000 people have served in the Corps since it was started by President Kennedy in the 60s, including Wisconsin Governor Jim Doyle, a Democrat, and Wisconsin Congressman Tom Petri, a Republican. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.